Another night of serious and sustained rioting in North Belfast. We know that 15 police officers were injured, 3 taken to hospital as they came under attack from petrol bombs, from missiles, from fireworks. The police say the majority of the violence directed at them came from the loyalist side. And at one stage, rioters hijacked a van in the Denmark Street area of the Lower Shankill and pushed it into police lines. Water cannon was used again. 6 AEP rounds were used against the rioters, again in Denmark Street. The trouble continued well into the early hours. And let's just remind ourselves about this. 62 of our police officers in our community, Northern Ireland, injured in 48 hours of rioting. Let's speak to the DUP MLA, Nelson McCausland, first of all this morning. Morning to you, Nelson.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is going on in North Belfast?
Clearly, the events of the last couple of nights, the level of violence that we've seen on the street, is completely unacceptable and is deplorable. I'll be meeting along with a number of party colleagues with the police later on this morning to get an update on that and indeed on matters that have arisen over the course of the summer. But we have to be straight out there and say that it is unacceptable. And it's particularly disappointing because that area of Clifton Street, Carlisle Circus, right up to the Crumlin Road there, to the Crumlin Road Jail, that's an area that we're actually trying to develop as a cultural gateway into North Belfast. It's a tremendous opportunity to link together the new developments at the jail with the developments down at Cathedral Quarter to draw tourists up into the north of the city to create jobs and employment. And that's something that we desperately need.
We're a far cry off that over the last 2 days, aren't we?
And that's why it's so disappointing, apart from the other issue of obviously the injuries to the police.
Well, Nelson, I am obviously going to have to ask you some questions today about the political leadership in all of this. The ability of our politicians on our behalf to deliver, to stop this type of thing, to show leadership in this situation. Where's your leader been? Where's Peter Robinson been over the past 48 hours? Has he stood shoulder to shoulder with the Deputy First Minister? Have we seen him?
Well, in fact, at the meeting of the executive yesterday, there was some discussion about the events of the previous night and other events over the summer period. So it was indeed discussed there at the executive yesterday. But there is a lot of work that needs to be done. And in fact, as a party, our North Belfast MP, who is of course the deputy leader of the party and therefore very much on the ground there in North Belfast, we've planned a series of meetings. We started them yesterday. They're running through the week with various stakeholders and interested groups. And I think that's important if we're to try and get ourselves out the other end and in the more positive direction that we want to see in North Belfast.
But my point to you, Nelson, is this. That Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness, on behalf of this country, they're able to go to Washington. They're able to go around the world as partners in peace. When we have 62 of our police officers injured in Northern Ireland, some going to hospital, Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, certainly over the last 2 days, they haven't been able to stand shoulder to shoulder and talk about this. And I understand that there are different perspectives within Sinn Féin and the DUP on this. Obviously there is. But is it not critical that both the DUP and Sinn Féin find some type of united way of being able to say, we both need this to stop and we're saying it together? Together is the point I'm putting to you this morning.
And yesterday at the table, people were sitting side by side and saying that very thing, and I think that will become clear over the next number of days. But I'm not into the business, quite frankly, Stephen, of grandstand statements and so on. I think we have too many of those. It's actually, first of all, it's a policing issue, and very much one that we need to be sure that the right tactics are being used to bring this violence to stop, to get under control. It's not just the impact on the police that you've rightly highlighted there. It's the impact on local residents in the immediate area. The impact on the lives of families living in Denmark Street and the people who live in Clifton House nearby, the old folks who are in there. This is a wider impact on the lower sector, the north of the city. And we need to bear that in mind as well. The people who are causing damage are hurting quite frankly, very often in their own communities.
Well, look, let's walk through this together. I think it's important to give you time and space this morning. When you say this is a policing issue, indeed the police might say, do you know what? This is much more than a policing issue. This is a community issue. This is an issue for political leadership. But when you said there, Nelson, that you've got to see if the right issues, the right tactics are being used, what do you mean? What do you expect the police to do that they're not doing?
Well, quite frankly, Stephen, you are not an expert in policing tactics. I am not an expert in policing tactics. But I want, therefore, to meet, and we are meeting this morning with the police, to just hear full explanation of what they are doing, their assessment of the situation. That's the right and proper thing to do. They're the professionals. They're the experts. It's not for me to dictate to them. But you're also right in saying this is a much wider issue than simply the rioting there and the policing aspect of it. There are many aspects. It is a community issue. There are many things that have influenced what has been happening. And I would say that there was, apart from the violence, which I totally deplore, there is within the unionist community, generally in North Belfast, I'm picking up from people who are in the same position as myself, who want nothing to do with violence, I'm picking up a general anger and resentment about the way in which the Parades Commission has operated over the summer period. We had a parade on Sunday afternoon organised by the Republican Network for Unity and the Henry Joy McCracken Republican Flute Band, which is affiliated to the RNU. They were able to hold a parade in Clifton Street past the Orange Hall in an area that should be a shared space and accessible to everybody. They were able to hold that without any restrictions. It was not marked in any way by the parade.
Did the EP object to it?
Sorry, what can I say first of all? That's my very point. You're getting ahead of me there slightly, Stephen. First thing is, it was not marked by the Parades Commission or indeed by the police matter as in any way contentious. In spite of the fact that we saw what distant Republicans did at Ardoyne over the summer, it was not marked as contentious, and therefore it wasn't flagged up to political representatives to make any comment on. Now, normally, they would notify politicians, say, a parade's coming up, or a protest, do you have a view on it? Because they saw it as non-contentious, which I find, frankly, amazing, it was organised by distant Republicans.
But you would
it's the disparity, it's the difference, the differential, the disparity between that and the treatment.
You knew about it, though, didn't you? You knew about the parade. You wrote about it in your blog, didn't you?
The point at which we knew about it, it was actually too late.
Nevertheless,
the opportunity had already been there for the Parades Commission to mark it as contentious. I know that because I rang the Parades Commission.
But you would encourage everybody. It would be very easy, and you would be able to immediately encourage every member of our community this morning to abide by a Parades Commission decision, wouldn't you?
Let me just finish the point I was starting to make there, Stephen. It's not just there, it's right across the board. We saw in Dungiven where replica weapons were carried in a parade and it was regarded as non-contentious. The band stopped outside a Protestant church there in the middle of Dungiven, played Republican tunes. Not an issue for the Parades Commission. They don't mind. They're quite happy with it. But in other situations, they clamp down. It's that differential that discredits the Parades Commission and brings it and the law of the land into disrepute.
It may be your position that the Parades Commission is discredited. Others would disagree. But
I think within the unionist community, Stephen. I find it very widespread view.
Are you able to ask every member of the community you represent this morning to abide by a Parades Commission decision?
I think that the issue that you put before a very simple one. There are many instances, many, where you have examples of what is commonly termed civil disobedience. There's a long tradition, a long record of that. It's been carried out by many groups, and I think that that's one issue. I totally condemn violence. I'm totally opposed to it. But disobedience takes many forms. I could not, in fact, actually condemn others, because over the years, personally, and I've had no difficulty in this regard, in at appropriate times, engaging in some form of civil disobedience as a protest.
So Saturday before... So Saturday...
I also think it's a question...
Hold on, Nelson, because this is important. 1 second, and I am giving you space this morning.
Sure.
So Saturday before last, when the young Conway volunteers walked past that church and the Parades Commission had banned them. Now, of course you don't like the decision. That's a given. But do you condemn the breach of that Parades Commission decision?
Stephen, I've already said previously, and I stand by this point, that I'm not going to comment on those particular aspects because those are currently the matters of investigation. For various reasons, I find it inappropriate to do that. What I will do...
Last night's riots are a matter of police investigation, and you can condemn them. It's nonsense to suggest that you can't talk as a matter of principle as to whether you think people in this country should abide by a Parades Commission decision or not. You can. A police investigation does not get in the way of that, Nelson. You know it, and I know it.
And, Stephen, when your programme's to scrutinise Republican parades in Dungiven, the volunteer Sean McIlvenna band, which parades past two Protestant churches on the Whitewell Road year after year with the word volunteer in front of Sean McIlvenna's name because he was an IRA terrorist, and the Parades Commission does nothing about it. Year after year after year, the Parades Commission, its members, have made decisions that have brought itself into disrepute. Let's bear in mind we had an Irish news journalist who, and I don't see the Irish News a particular friend of the Loyal Orders. We had Alison Morris of the Irish News stating categorically on BBC, in fact, Radio Ulster, that their decisions defy logic. And I would appeal now to the Secretary of State, who appoints the Parades Commission, who puts them in place. It's direct rule legislation that put them there. They're answerable to him. Ultimately, they're accountable to him because he appoints them. It's up to him, I think, at this point. Until we get to the point of getting a replacement for the Parades Commission, we need him to intervene and to actually say to them, have a bit of sense, a bit of wit.
This goes a lot deeper than what is happening now, Nelson. To breach a Parades Commission decision is unlawful.
Stephen,
and that is why, hold on a minute, if you don't want to talk, it's very clear that you're not going to talk about that incident two Saturdays ago. Let people judge on that, why you won't do that. But there is a follow-up question, and it is this. It is unlawful to breach a Parades Commission decision. Are you able to condemn anybody who partakes in that unlawful act in this country in the future?
I think that the Parades Commission is now so discredited and is so much part of the problem that the way forward in Northern Ireland is for its removal.
So we now have...
It has created a very, very serious situation in many, many places. This is not just a matter of North Belfast.
So you're advocating civil disobedience here. Is that what you're doing?
Sorry, Stephen. I've said to you that it's time for the Parades Commission to be replaced. I want to see the same scrutiny by the BBC, which played a video clip of a particular band, I don't know how many, hundreds and hundreds of times. And all we got was one little clip that I noticed on a news programme one night of a band in Dungiven doing exactly the same thing. The role BBC has a role to play in this as well, Stephen.
Nelson,
the BBC has a role of scrutinising fairly and equitably right across the board. And I say to you, please take account, please recognise, for the good of Northern Ireland, for the future of Northern Ireland, let's recognise the frustration, the anger, the depth of the resentment that there is within the unionist community about these issues.
And this undertaking I can give you and every community in Northern Ireland, no matter what colour, no matter what creed they're from, we will provide a platform, certainly in anything I do, and I know all my colleagues in the newsroom, we will provide that platform for as many people in Northern Ireland as we can across all
Stephen,
communities.
Could I just say to you, and I have to say, I've got an appointment that I think...
That's fine, I understand that.
The final thing is just to say this. I did have a meeting with Peter Johnson, the controller in Northern Ireland of the BBC, earlier in the summer. We'll be going back to see him.
Okay,
later
and I'm sure... And
it's important that the BBC deals with all of these things right across the board, and that the same scrutiny is given to Dungiven and to an IRA commemoration as is given to a loyal order.
I'm sure he will welcome that. Just before you go, one final question, Nelson. It'll take 30 seconds, Nelson.
No,
the finger of blame has been pointed. The finger of blame has been pointed at the UVF. What's your assessment? I need to know your assessment.
And that's why we're going to meet the police this morning to get their assessment, because they're the experts. Thanks very much, Stephen.